to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, hour number two, and so glad to have you with us. We have been talking. Our first hour we spent actually with our constitutional originalist attorney, talking about the Fourth Amendment and talking about local magistrates and their rights and what they can do to protect us from this federal overreach that's taking place. How do they go about that? How do they protect themselves legally, and how do they protect us? And we really boiled it down to understanding that the Constitution is essentially an employee handbook that is designed to limit what the employees are doing. And folks, make no mistake, the employees are the federal government. The federal government are the employees. We are the employer. We, the people, employ them. And we need to remember what the purpose is of that Constitution, which is to keep them in check. And I welcome my next guest to the program. He is a retired CIA agent, and he is a gentleman who has been testifying and speaking about these issues, what is happening to our country, and really coming out and providing a strong voice. And I'm so grateful for men like him and his service to our nation, and for him to come out and really talk about the dangers of rogue entities, and really that these things are not as necessarily as rogue as we would hope that they are. Unfortunately, they're more institutionalized. I welcome to the program Sam Faddis. Sam, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me back, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we were talking, in the green room a little bit about it, and doing a little pretexting. And I would love for you to kind of share some of what you were sharing with me in the green room, because I think that pretext is so important for folks to understand as we consider, you know, what you and I and Dee Dee talked about last week, the connectivity and the vilification really of an entire half of the country, if you will, which I really think it is. It's about half the country that they are now vilifying. But this particular Mar-a-Lago situation now, and the names of John Brennan and Peter Stroik and others, that are going to be brought up, the former FBI guy, that got let go before Christopher Wray, but he was like Wray's assistant or what have you. You know what I'm talking about? I can't remember his name right now. But anyway.
I'm not sure which of the cast of characters you're talking about now. There's too many.
No doubt. So Sam, talk to us a little bit about that and what you were saying about, you know, people's perhaps the difficulty in grasping this situation. Yeah. Not folks, I'm not saying you not understanding it or mental incapacities or any of that. I'm not talking about intelligence. I'm talking about what we hope is not happening and what we don't want to believe is going on.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent introduction. I mean, nobody, this has nothing to do with ignorance, lack of intellect, or comments, you know, Hillary Clinton talking about deplorables or Neanderthals or any of this other madness. I mean, the average person, let me start it this way. As I said to you, I think off air, probably at least for our lifetimes in this country, probably longer than that, we have just assumed that maybe we'll veer a certain distance left or right, or something crazy will happen, or something, you know, bad will happen. But there's kind of a center of gravity. I mean, we're not going to break all the machinery. We're not going to break all the rules. We're not going to just discard all traditions, rules of conduct, and all of this. There's, you know, that maybe in other countries that happens, but it doesn't happen here. And I don't think people want to discard that, and it's natural. First of all, you don't have all day to ponder it. You're trying to get the kids to school and get the car fixed and work a job, so you don't have all day to do this. And second, it's just a very uncomfortable thing to confront. So even unconsciously, you want to keep trying to minimize the significance of what's happened. Yeah, that's bad, and there's a couple of people did some bad stuff, but that's all it is. And I wish that were true.
Me too.
and I don't pretend, by the way, to have had some magic epiphany and all of a sudden with perfect clarity in one brilliant moment seeing this. Like everybody else, I feel like I got there through multiple moments of waking up in stages. But you realize now that none of that is true, in the sense of that we're still business as usual is gone. The status quo is gone. The people that are in power now are ideologues and revolutionaries, which I have worked against all over the world. They believe they are on the right side of history. The ends justify the means, as brutally and clearly as you can look at that. They are right. Anything is therefore permitted in pursuit of their ends. And so we are shattering every, not just law, but every tradition, every code of conduct, whatever verbiage you want to use that we have had. We're in uncharted territory now. So, you know, what happened in the Russiagate thing was not a handful of guys went off the rails, got overenthusiastic, or exercised poor judgment. What happened in Russiagate was a very, very deliberate effort to first prevent Donald Trump from ever getting in the White House. And then once he got in the White House, to delegitimize and ideally destroy and topple his presidency, which I think is the definition of a coup.
That's treason, right? I mean, that's what you and I took oaths to prevent, to stop, to do anything we could to stop it. And here they are on the other side taking an oath basically to do everything that they can to bring it to pass.
Without question, sedition, treason, whatever tagline you want to put on it, insurrection, all the things they accuse folks of on January 6th or something else. But this is a massive, deliberate effort that really, the more you get down in the weeds on it, the more clear that becomes, and also the more ludicrous it becomes at certain points, that they actually have, to use a Yiddish expression, the chutzpah, to actually put forth these not only lies, but as I keep saying, stupid lies.
Right.
And yet they cling to it. And it was all very deliberate. Nobody's ever paid a price for it. And as we've seen recently, many of them are perfectly willing to come out in broad daylight and continue to peddle these ridiculous lies. That's where we are, and we have
members of the same crew that were, you know, I mean, the FISA, the FBI FISA people are the same people apparently that were involved in Mar-a-Lago. But it's not, as we suggest, it's not limited to that. I had another guest, a mutual friend of ours, Scott Eulinger, that came on. He said, look, anybody G12 and above, fire them. They've got to go. And they all have to go. You literally have to completely and totally clean house. And I know also in our previous conversation, we talked about, you know, the CIA and the FBI and the differences there. But when we think about the fact that we had John Brennan, we had Stroik, who apparently was working for the CIA, but went into the FBI. Look, the reality here is that all of these alphabet agencies all colluded and worked together to create and to try this coup. And I might suggest that they were fairly successful in the sense that so much of what the president wanted to accomplish in his 4 years, he wasn't able to get across the finish line because of this coup.
That is the unfortunate truth, in my opinion, as well. Did they ultimately topple him from office? They did not. Did they prevent him in large measure from making any real progress on draining the swamp and changing that culture and getting a hold of the machine? No. I mean, he lost that round, as much respect as I have for the guy. And again, this is very deliberate. Brennan, who was the head of the CIA at the time, Brennan set up what's called a CI working group, counterintelligence working group in CIA. Okay, if you're hunting for a spy in counterintelligence inside this intelligence operation, you obviously can't send a memo to everybody in the organization that says, hey, we think we got a Russian spy here, everybody be on the lookout. Because one of the guys that's going to read that memo is going to be the Russian spy you're hunting for, right?
Okay, sure.
So in spy hunting, you have to have a mechanism where you operate secretly within your own organization. And I can literally come down to you and tap you on the shoulder and say, the director needs you to help him with this. It's a CI thing, counterintelligence thing. So you can't tell your boss, you can't tell your coworkers, and I just need you to do this. What this gives you is the capacity to operate within the organization and task all kinds of people to do all kinds of things who, by definition, because you told them it was counterintelligence, aren't allowed to see the big picture, aren't allowed to ask questions, and don't know where this is all
going. What's really going on.
And they're acting in good faith, which is not to say that Brennan's the only bad guy. That's not where I'm going. But okay. What it means is you can operate within a relatively large organization and task a lot of capabilities, and all these people you're tasking don't know really what they're part of. They assume this is something that's right and proper. So
many of them may at certain levels, like the Stroiks and his girlfriend and what have you. Obviously, McCabe was the name I was trying to come up with. These guys definitely, they knew what time it was and what they were involved in.
100%. By focusing on this, nobody should take away the implication that I'm saying that, like, Brennan is the only guy who's culpable.
Right. No. I understand that. I understand. Well, but I just wanted to add to that for my audience sake.
Yeah. So, but what it does give you is the capacity to utilize the power of a much bigger organization, because you're tasking a bunch of people. And by definition, because you're telling them this is basically a spy hunt, they can't ask a lot of questions and they can't. So it is a brilliant, a very deliberate way to structure the thing. And this was the hub of this. So again, this is not inadvertent. This is not accidental. This is not good faith. The guy knew exactly what he was doing, and the other people that were in cahoots with him built it this way from the beginning, and along the way peddled absolutely ludicrous lies, like the famous, there's a secret hotline between Moscow and Donald Trump, which basically consisted of Trump hotels hired a PR firm, I think in Pennsylvania, to send out advertising media for Trump hotels worldwide. And one of the entities on distribution for advertising for a hotel chain was a bank in Moscow that has branches, branches all over the world.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. That's a great segue, because I want to talk about the international piece and how Brennan used international contacts, Italy and different countries, to further fabricate the lies that they then used inside of our intelligence community. We'll talk about that coming up right after this. Sam Faddis, retired CIA, samfaddis.org, samfaddis.org, FADDIS. I'll be back. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased again to have with me Sam Faddis, retired CIA. You can find out more about Sam at samfaddis.org, F-A-D-D-I-S, samfaddis.org. So, Sam, we were talking about, you know, the depth of this situation, the reality of running a counterintelligence, and then you began to take us into how they brought the foreign entities in. And I kind of laid out a little bit of how Brennan manipulated and maybe even used and what have you, but his relationships and contacts built up over the years in order to further fabricate the lies that they used to bring back into our intel community, and how they came up with 17 agencies all agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, So one of the things people need to understand about the Central Intelligence Agency is it operates on a variety of levels. And I'm not going to get down into anything that's classified in terms of sources and methods. But in addition to running around, sneaking around in a back alley, meeting an asset, whatever, the CIA also maintains service-to-service relationships with intel services all over the world, at least in friendly governments, which you want them to do. It's a force multiplier. If you want, so you can go sit down in Rome and talk to the Italian service on an official level, and let's work together against a target of mutual interest. This goes on all over the world.
Sure.
Probably the biggest such relationship being in London, naturally. Okay, one of the, that's legit, but one of the things it does is give you the capacity, especially if you're running around with this fiction that you're chasing a counterintelligence threat, is you can effectively get the Italians or the Brits or whoever else, wittingly or completely unwittingly, by playing them in the same way, to feed information back into our system. So in effect, you're sort of handing things over to the Italians and telling them something. And the next thing you know, the Italians are sending intelligence reports to the U.S. law enforcement and intelligence community.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that it is coming from a foreign service, but in fact, the point of origin was John Brennan. It's sort of like an echo effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not letting all the foreigners off the hook either here. Some of this is unwitting. Some of them is probably them also thinking Donald Trump is a threat to the status quo. We'll play this game.
Sure.
It's also a way, I mean, sometimes this gets taken to the point, again, this is illegal, of saying to the Foreign Service, hey, we can't spy on this American.
Right.
Because we got laws and that kind of thing.
Right.
And, if you guys happen to spy on him and tell us what you find, that would be...
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah, now, we would appreciate that.
That's
yeah.
not a legit technique, and if you're playing that game in CIA, you have stepped across a line.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's not done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you get the capacity, and you can see this all throughout the thing, of Brennan utilizing these foreign services as a way to feed things into our system. It's also done with the press, by the way, sometimes.
Thank you. I was going to bring that up because a lot of times what they do is they leak a story, they get the press to run the story, and then they use the press as the means by which to legitimize the lie.
100%. And then so you, some guy writes something in a newspaper or on a blog in name a country, that information came from the agency, gets picked up by U.S. media and is now reported as if it originated abroad. Again, there are some pretty clear rules on this. So when you go down this road as a CIA officer, you have lost your bearings. This is not a legit game to play, but we're talking about people that have lost their bearings and believe that they can do this. So absolutely that can happen. And keep in mind, by the way, that obviously abroad, the CIA pays journalists. You're not allowed to own American journalists, but I can absolutely recruit and run as a source of mine a journalist in countries abroad. So it's not just getting a guy to write a story. You can tell him to write the story and pay him to write the story.
The other piece to this too, and we're going to run out of time, but I'm going to bring you back very soon. The other piece to this is that my understanding is that Brennan also swapped certain programs and certain software, which he wasn't supposed to do, but he released that to some of these agencies in return for their cooperation in carrying out this CI operation.
Well, look, in my opinion, based on everything that I have seen, there is no question that John Brennan is at the very heart of what was a deliberate attempt to first decide who gets to sit down in the Oval Office, not his job, expressly illegal for him to intervene in that, and then to destabilize and topple a sitting president. So I have said many times on record, the man needs to be in an orange jumpsuit,
yep.
in my This is a guy who has committed treason against the country.
And I got banned on Twitter, by the way. One of my bannings on Twitter was because I suggested that John Brennan needed to be tried for treason and put in prison, and whatever consequences come from that, he deserved all of them. Thank you, Sam, for being here. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Rick Manning will be with us coming up on the other side. I will have Sam back with us very soon. There's a lot more to cover, and folks, you need to. You and I, we're the employees. Sam, as citizens of the United States, these people work for us. We need to understand what our employees have been doing And as Christians with a moral, virtuous compass, we need to put a stop to it. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after this break. And by the way, that's why they're afraid of us. That's why they don't, that's why they're trying to lock Christians up, because they know we got a moral compass and we're going to call out their evil and their darkness. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And hang on a minute, I'm going to bring up... Oh, there's that silly gnat that just, I keep hitting him. I keep knocking him down, but I can't quite knock him out. I don't know. He just keeps coming back on me. I know, right? I'm not supposed to react to gnats on a live TV set. I know that. I understand that. But I have this eye thing, okay? And they like to go swimming in my eye. And there's just something about that I find bothersome.
You don't like that, huh?
I'm not particularly fond of having gnats swimming around in my eye, okay? I don't like that at all. Anyway, but that's all related to the accident, and that's a topic for another day. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Find him at GetLiberty.org. Find him at CG Contributors right here on our page at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you're not watching us, well, I would love to have you watching us, and I'll wave at you and everything. But of course, you may just be listening to us, and if you are, that's great. By the way, if you're listening to us, MyPillow, the code is Pastor Greg. The code is Pastor Greg when you reach out to MyPillow, Pastor Greg, and use that code when you make the purchase there. You can also be sure and support us by signing up, right here at CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com, free registration. Use the code ChosenGenRadio, ChosenGenRadio. And don't forget to change your cell service to the only Christian conservative cell phone service out there, PatriotMobile.com/Chosen gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Again, use the code CHOSEN when you call and you'll get a free activation. So, Rick, we're talking about, you know, a lot of different things on the program today. We're talking about, the operation. Brennan's names come back up. Stroik's names come back up. Obviously, they were involved in running a CI against the sitting president of the United States. That's called carrying out a coup. It's unconstitutional. It's treason is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's treason. And you're suggesting, Rick, that we need to look and try to figure out the path forward. I hope, and you and I have had private conversations, we won't get too much into that, but I hope we're able to get to a midterm. I hope we're able to get to the place where we take back control. I've heard conversations from others suggesting that the ultimate goal here is to put Donald John Trump in handcuffs before November in an effort to spark something.
Okay. And in terms of that, the left is plunging down a course that they know with what I believe is a desired outcome of creating, a pushback that then justifies, the emergency order that allows for, an altering of how the elections are conducted at best and putting them going back to the COVID, we're all voting by mail kind of thing, which obviously is not secure whatsoever and is basically creates a, changes the dynamic of the election. Let's put it that way. Let's just pretend, okay? Let's pretend that we're going to actually have an election, okay? And that we're going to have a transition of power in the House of Representatives, if not the Senate, in the House. And I still think that the Republicans will win the Senate, but nonetheless, let's just say we're having a transition in the House. That is the worst nightmare for the Democrats because, not because Kevin McCarthy's going to be Speaker, but because Jim Jordan is going to be the House Judiciary Committee chairman. And Jim Jordan has been buzzing at these. He knows the players because he's been dealing with this for 8 to 10 years. He has been
focused on the abuses of power for 8 to 10 years. So he knows the players. He doesn't have to get caught up. He's not going to have staff that needs to figure out what's going on. He's not going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they've already expended that 8 to 10 years ago. So Jim Jordan is going to be the House Judiciary Committee chairman, which means that the House Judiciary is going to be diving deep into what's actually been going on at the Justice Department and all the related agencies. And that is the dismantling, setting up the dismantling of what's going on after the 2024 election. So we have to look at this. We have to look at this and say, is there a reason when you sit there and you look at some of the sometimes candidates and you kind of scratch your head, and McCarthy may not be the most innovating individual, but the fact of the matter is the single most important person who ends up being in a position of power is Jim Jordan, as House Judiciary Committee Chairman, with his committee staff that he picks, who's going to be able to go after these guys from a legal perspective with a wide breadth of knowledge. And that, to me, is what they're fearful of, and because that will blow the whole thing open, leading the way to a 2024 election where reforms and where we're able to then go and dislodge these bad actors once and for all, with a president who will know exactly what's at stake and exactly what needs to be done, and will have the guts to do it. Okay. So that's the positive, maybe happy, joy, kind of view of the world,
but that's not that may or may not be the case, but that doesn't happen until January 2023, right?
Correct. You don't get there until January 2023.
Because you've got to get through November 2022 and actually have an election. So that piece has to come into play. But it speaks to the desperation, and I would suggest that some of the actions that are being taken right now certainly show, as you said, they're afraid, the desperation of the Department of Justice, of Garland, of Wray, of Haspel. And then the question that I think comes into play is how quickly, because they've got between now essentially and the end of the year, but how quickly can they get these 87,000 IRS agents hired, and how quickly can they get them deployed into the field and knocking on doors and shutting down conservative businesses and locking up conservative American citizens? How quickly can that happen? I don't know the answer to that, but it certainly appears. I mean, they can't lie to us and tell us that they don't intend to do that. They're arming them.
Well, right. And this is why, once again, what happens in September matters. Because what happens in September is they actually provide the agencies the money to do whatever they're supposed to do. And Congress, and they do that, they need 60 votes in the Senate to be able to pass something, a funding bill. So you can say right now, they've got authorization to go ahead and hire all these people. But if Congress doesn't appropriate the money to pay for them, then guess what? Those people don't get hired. Because the money isn't there. And this is more than doubling of the IRS budget.
Yep.
So when your members of Congress say, well, they had the votes and blah, 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 the real question to ask them is, that's interesting, but are you going to double the IRS funding in the appropriations bill that you pass, that you're going to vote for, or not? Because if you vote for the Democrat appropriations bill that doubles the funding of the IRS, then you voted for the funding of that doubling of the IRS. And that's what the Republicans in the Senate in particular need to fight on. That's why John Cornyn needs to wake up and say, this is crazy. You know, we know Ted Cruz will fight it, but, you know, the, what's relevant is, will John Cornyn?
Right. Right. Well, or people like John Cornyn, your Romneys,
the national audience,
your Murkowskis,
anybody out there. Yeah. And the fact is, they have to get 10 Republicans to vote to fund the government. And Republicans have to be willing to shut down the government and say, we are not going to fund a doubling of the IRS. We're not going to provide the money to allow for 87,000 armed agents to be invading small businesses across America.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you the money to do that. Right. Sorry. No way. No way. No how. And we're, you know what? I think even the Republicans are smart enough to know that that is a really good election issue.
Well, and kind of a no-brainer. We're going to take a quick break. Chosen Generation Radio. My guest, Rick Manning. We'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. And you can make those calls, by the way, just real quick to close out what we were talking about before we went into the break. You can make those calls, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol switchboard. You can call them, ask to speak to your senator. Tell them what state you're in, and they'll give you the connection to your senators. You've got two, and you could say to those senators, hey, listen, you know what? I want you to, not fund this budget, because this budget has things in it that are going to fund those IRS agents. And if you vote for this budget, you're funding, the assault by IRS agents on middle class America, and then I won't be voting for you. So that's what you tell them. And call them today, because the vote's coming up here mid-September. So you want to call them right now, 202 224-3121. Tell your senator, vote no on the upcoming budget bill because you don't want the IRS to be doubled in size. Nobody should want that. Nobody should want that. Because if it's going to be bad for conservatives this time, at some point when conservatives are in power, then it's going to be bad for the other side, potentially. So let's just not have that. All right. Well, Rick, there's some other things you wanted to talk about. I'll let you lead.
Yeah, I always, when we're on Monday, I tend to open up and ask you about your weekend. And because what a lot of people on the radio don't hear is, the stuff that you're doing in the ministry. And, you know, they hear Pastor Greg Young and they say, oh, Pastor, well, is he just pastor playing pastor on the, you know, on the show? What's the story here? And so you had some pretty amazing things happen both in the India ministry that you organize, and here in local ministry in Texas. So why don't you let people know some of the stuff that's happening, because we talked depressing stuff, but God's moving, and we need to recognize that God is moving.
Amen.
And that this isn't just we focus on the secular, but God is in control and he's doing great things. So talk to us.
You know, God is moving, and he's moving in a very powerful way. This past Saturday, I preached in India. I have a ministry in India that's developed since my accident, and got connected with a pastor over there. It's a very incredible, just an incredible thing, and had an opportunity to minister over there. We have about 550 pastors that I oversee over there. We've planted over 500 churches just in the last 2.5 years, sharing my testimony in communities and street preaching all over using Skype and a projector, projecting my image onto the wall. And then from that, I preach the message and we turn the camera around so I can see the audience. And you can find that, by the way, by going to my Rumble, and it's Pastor Greg CGR is my Rumble channel, Pastor Greg CGR. But here's what happened. And this is a note directly from Pastor Samuel there in Punjab. He says, "Dear Pastor Greg and Chosen Generation Ministries, family, we thank and praise God that today we had a blessed pastors conference where 129 pastors came in the meeting. All the pastors were so blessed. Pastor Greg preached a very anointed message from the Bible. Broken hearts were healed and pastors received new and fresh anointing. Many pastors were healed from back and lower body part pain. One pastor in particular had heart disease. His heart was beating incredibly fast. God gave me a word to pray, Rick, for someone that had a heart issue. I'm over here in America. They're in India. I don't know anything about anything that's going on over there, but I heard the Holy Spirit say a heart. So I said, I'm praying for someone's heart. This man's heart had been racing just horribly. When I prayed for his heart returned to a normal beat. There were 9 pastors that were healed of fever. I'd prayed against that. There were 3 women over there, and the Lord gave me a word about praying for eyesight. And so I prayed for eyesight. 3 women were healed from eyesight problems instantly by God. Many more healings took place on top of that. It was just an amazing situation. Now, we did have one big issue. Our projector broke, so we do need to replace the projector. It's about almost $600 for a brand new projector that we'll carry around with us. And the projector is critical to putting my image up on the wall. But we did hand out 1,200 rupees to each one of the pastors. They were financially blessed. And this weekend, we'll be launching our sewing schools once again. And those sewing schools are for widows whose husbands were murdered. They're Christians. The husbands were murdered for their faith. If they attempt to remarry, they'll be forced to marry back into either the Hindu or the Sikh faith. They want to keep their faith in Jesus Christ. and they want to raise their children to believe in Jesus Christ. And the only way for that to happen is for them to be able to provide for their families. Up in the northern part of India, especially in Punjab, Jammu, and Kashmir, there is no government assistance for Christians. There's assistance for Muslims, for Sikh, and for Hindus, but not for Christians. We're it. And our pastor, Pastor Samuel, was invited to a gathering where two pastors from each state in the entire country of India were invited. Pastor Samuel was invited to that gathering because of the impact that we've been having with our ministry in Punjab. Please continue to support our efforts either at Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, or at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can also do it at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Please support what we're doing, folks. Lives are being changed, and I'll talk about what happened in Texas when I get a chance in another one of our breaks, but we had an incredible service in Texas. I was asked to come and preach at Sunrise Christian Fellowship, and that's recorded as well. Rick, God bless you. Thanks for being with me. We're going to take a break, back with more. Hour three coming up.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.